弟兄姐妹们，主日平安。在我们读经之前呢，我想再跟大家提醒几件事情。第一呢，就是在崇拜的时候呢，我们请大家把手机关掉。如果你有 iPad 的话，或者 Tablet 的话，也请你把它关掉。如果你是需要用那个电子的那个圣经的话，那就请你把你的手机或者是你的 iPad Tablet 转到那个Airplane mode， 这样呢你就不会给这个进来的 email 或者 text message 打扰。Okay. I just want to remind you that during the worship time, we need the utmost undivided attention to the worship. Therefore, if you have the cell phone, iPad or tablet, please turn it off. But if you really need electronic Bible,So please turn your iPhone, iPad, or tablet to the airplane mode so you will not be disturbed by the incoming text message or email. Your cooperation is very much appreciated. Okay. Please stand up. Now is our time to read God's Word. We are going to read God's Word today.加拉太书的3:26-29，请。所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受浸归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。你们既属父基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。接下来我们用英文再念一遍。Now we read it in English. Galatians chapter 3:26-29. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek,slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, see, and heirs according to the promise. 亲人站立， please remain standing and let's pray. 我们天上的父，我们的主耶稣基督，我们恭恭敬敬地来到主你自己的施恩宝座前，用我们的心灵诚实来敬拜你跟赞美你。因为你是创造宇宙万物的至高至上的独一的真神，用万气向你跪拜，万口向你承认，感谢天父你将你独一的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。主啊，我们谢谢你，我们因信而称义，借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好，并叫我们能够有活泼的盼望。主啊，我们知道我们现在的活着的不再是我们自己，而是基督在我们里面活着。如今我们也不再为自己而活，乃是为着我们死而复活的主耶稣基督而活。主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们也敬拜你，愿我们遵从你的圣名直到永永远远。我们这样的祈求祷告不配，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。请坐。接下来我们把时间交给牧师，今天正道的题目是新的开始。
各位弟兄姐妹平安。好，感谢主，今天有八位弟兄姐妹受浸。
Good morning, everybody. Praise God that there are 8 people who got baptized today.
他们是蔡雨欣、车爱娜、窦广杰、李成泰、王瑜、汪志威、于雅文和周光荣。
They are 蔡雨清、车爱娜、Vicky Doe、Song、王瑜、汪志威、于雅文 and Sky 周。
让我们大家恭喜他们，愿神赐福他们每一位。
Let us congratulate them. May God bless each and every one of them.
信主受浸是神所喜悦的事，每一个人信主之后都应该受浸， 因为这是耶稣的吩咐。
Accepting Jesus and getting baptized is something that is pleasing to God. Every person should be baptized after they accepted Jesus into their heart because this is Jesus' command.
耶稣吩咐他的门徒说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，并且要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
Jesus told the disciples, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
受浸是一个人跟从耶稣的第一步。借着受浸，你让大家都知道耶稣是我的主，从此以后我是一个跟从耶稣的人。
Baptism is the first step of following Jesus. By baptism you let everyone know Jesus is my Lord. From this day forth I am a follower of Jesus.
浸礼是一个开始，不是一个结束，是开学典礼，不是毕业典礼，是出发，不是抵达终点。
Baptism is a beginning, not the end. It is like an opening ceremony, not a graduation. It is the start, not the finish line.
浸礼就好像是一个人拿到了驾照，目的是要开车。
Baptism is also like getting your driver's license, the purpose of which is to drive.
如果一个人拿到了驾照，可是他不开车，他就把它放在一个相框里面，然后挂在家里的墙上。有人来了之后，他就说：“你看，我有一张驾照。”
Baptism is like getting a driver's license. Now imagine a person has a driver's license but does not drive. Instead, he framed it and put it on the wall. When a guest comes, he says, "Look, I have a driver's license."
那人家一定会感到很奇怪，那你又不开车，你要一张驾照干什么？
And the other person must think that it's weird. If you don't ever drive, why do you have a driver's license?
一个人受了浸而不去跟从耶稣，就跟一个人拿到驾照而不去开车一样，就是违反了做这件事情的目的。
Getting baptized and yet not follow Jesus is like a person who has a driver's license but never drives. It defeats the purpose of baptism.
浸礼的目的不是使你得救，而是使你跟从耶稣，做耶稣的门徒。
The purpose of baptism is not to save you, but it enables you to become a disciple of Jesus, to follow him.
那一个人要怎么样才可以得救？如果这个浸礼不能让我得救的话，那到底是什么才能够让我得救？
How can a person be saved? If baptism cannot save us, then what can save us?
答案就是信耶稣。
The answer is, believe in Jesus.
加拉太书三章二十六节，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
Galatians 3:26 says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus."
以弗所书二章八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, but a gift of God."
罗马书三章二十二节就是神的义。因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
And Romans 3:22 says, "This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe."
一个人会成为神的儿女是因为信耶稣。
A person becomes a child of God because of faith in Jesus.
一个人会得救是因为信耶稣。
A person is saved because of faith in Jesus.
一个人会因信称义是因为信耶稣。
A person is made righteous because of faith in Jesus.
只有神的儿子耶稣基督他可以救你。
Only the Son of God, Jesus Christ, can save you.
只有神的羔羊耶稣基督的宝血可以洗净你的罪。
Only the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, can wash away your sin.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。信神的独生子耶稣基督可以得到永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And it is only by believing in Jesus Christ you can be saved.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
你们可以放下一张。大家有没有看到有那个经文的？Yeah. 那如果心里面没有信耶稣，只是受了水礼，请问这个水礼能够救人吗？
Now, if one's heart does not have Jesus but gets baptized, then let me ask you, can this baptism save anyone?
那各位弟兄姐妹，就是我们有个观念啊，在天堂是一个完全圣洁的地方啊，完全圣洁的地方。那如果没有耶稣基督替我赎罪，除去我的污秽，我能够上天堂吗？
Now you have to keep in mind that heaven is perfect and it's a perfectly holy place. If you do not have Jesus redeem you from sin and take away your filth, then can you still go to this place?
那我知道有些基督徒其实他并没有得救。
Now I know that some people actually are not saved.
他们虽然以前曾经受过洗礼，可是却从来没有悔改，也从来没有信过耶稣。其实他们也知道自己还没有得救，只是他们爱面子，不好意思承认自己还没有得救。
Though they have been baptized before, they did not truly repent and did not believe in Jesus. The truth is, they know full well that they are not saved, but they feel too embarrassed to confess that they have not been saved.
你要信主要得救，就要趁现在还有机会的时候，不要拖延，免得耽误了自己的永生。
If you want to...You want to believe in the Lord and to be saved? Then do it now while there's still time. Do not put it off and jeopardize your own soul.
加拉太书三章二十六节啊，大家看一下这个经文，请仔细看啊。说你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，这里不是说儿女，而是说儿子。你去查原文，原文也是说儿子。
Now turn to Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 and pay really close attention to the words here. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Here the original Greek word used was not children but rather sons.
3章29节说，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。这里说你们不是普通人，你们是承受产业的人。
Now look at verse 29. And if you belong to Christ,Then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to promise. This verse tells us that you are not just anybody, you are heirs.
就是请大家注意，就是圣经有圣经的背景哈，就是在那个写圣经时代的那个犹太人，在那个犹太人的家里面，只有儿子才可以继承产业，女儿不能够继承产业。一直到近代吧，在东方的社会里面还有这种风俗。
Now here you must pay attention to the historical context of when this was written.During that time period, in a Jewish family, only a son can receive the inheritance. A daughter could not. Even today, many Eastern societies still practice this tradition.
我听过一位美国牧师的见证。他说我每次讲到圣经说的这个儿子的名分，那我的那些美国的会众都听不懂。
I heard an American pastor once shared, every time I talk about what the Bible calls sonship, my American congregation just could not understand.
他说后来我们教会来了一位东方人的姐妹，在我们教会信了主。
Later on, a woman from an Eastern culture came to our church and eventually gave her life to Christ.
那有一次讲到之后，这位姐妹就很受感动，然后就来找我交通。她说，牧师，你刚才说的那个儿子的名分真是说到我心里去了。
After one particular sermon, she came up to me and said, Pastor, what you just said about being a son really touched my heart.
他说我从小在一个传统的东方人的家庭长大，那家里面是重男轻女，从小呢有什么好吃的东西，妈妈总是要我让给哥哥弟弟吃，家里有什么聚会，我们女孩子总是被排到最后面。
I grew up in a traditional Eastern family, and whenever there was something good to eat, my mother always gave it to my brothers. Whenever there was some kind of gathering or meeting, the girls would always be moved to the back.
说长大了之后家里的产业都给了儿子，我们女孩子什么都分不到。
And the family inheritance was divided among the sons. The daughters received none of it.
那牧师，你刚才是说，在主耶稣基督里，我也可以做儿子吗？
Now, Pastor, did you just say that I could be a son in Jesus Christ?
说我也可以分到产业吗？说在神的家里面，我也有地位吗？
And I could really receive an inheritance? Could I really have such a position in the family of God?
那这是圣经所说的做儿子，你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
This is what the Bible means by being a son, for you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
神给你儿子的名分，给你家里面的地位，给你产业的继承权，那神要恩待你，要赐福给你。让你因为信了耶稣就可以做他的儿子。
God gave you the title of a son and gave you the right to the inheritance. God is gracious to you, and you could, that you could be sons of God just by believing in Jesus.
刚才那个是新的身份，是成为神的儿子。现在我们看新的形象。
So now we're going to take a look at this idea of the new identity or new image.
就请大家注意一件事情，就是啊，在圣经里面，他把啊信耶稣还有受浸是当作一回事，不是当作两回事。
Now the Bible puts believing in Jesus and baptism together; they're not separate.
啊，信了耶稣就要受浸。那受浸的人就一定是信耶稣的人，这是一件事情，不是两件事情。
In the Bible, whenever a person receives Jesus, they're baptized. To be baptized is to believe in Jesus. They're not two separate things.
啊，信耶稣得救，接受浸礼，开始在基督里的新生活，这是连在一起的步骤，一个步骤，不是分开来的两个步骤。
According to the Bible, receiving Jesus, accepting baptism,and beginning a new life in Christ, this is a single step, not two separate steps.
只信耶稣不受浸，说啊，我只要信耶稣就好了，我不需要受浸。那这个是后来人发明的。
Now, people later on invented the idea that you could accept Jesus in your heart but not be baptized.
圣经从来不知道还有只信主不受浸这回事。圣经说，信而受浸的就必得救。
The Bible never said you could accept Jesus in your heart and not be baptized. The Bible says, he who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved.
那只受浸可是不信耶稣，说啊，我受过水礼了，那不管有没有信耶稣，我有受过这个水礼，我就会得救。那这个也是后来人发明的。
Likewise, to be baptized but not believe in Jesus, this is something people made up as well.
那圣经从来不知道说有只受水礼就可以得救这回事。圣经说，信而受浸的必然得救。
The Bible never said a person could be saved by baptism alone. The Bible says, he who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved.
所以加拉太书他刚说完，你们因信基督耶稣就是神的儿子，接着马上就说，你们受浸归入基督的时候都是披戴基督了。信基督耶稣跟受浸连在一起说。
Therefore, right after Galatians 3:26, that says, For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Verse 37 continues to say, For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Here, faith in Christ Jesus and being baptized were mentioned together.
那么什么是披戴基督？
Now, what does it mean to clothe yourself with Christ?
基督弟兄姐妹是神赐给你新的形象。披戴基督就是说你穿上这个新的形象。
The new image God gave us is Christ. Therefore, to clothe yourself with Christ means to put on this new image.
让我用一个比较现代化的比喻啊。你去游乐场，你常常会看到白雪公主，看到电影里的人物或卡通里的动物在游乐场里走来走去。那些都是有人穿上了特别的服装扮演那个角色。
I'll give you an example. When you go to an amusement park, you often see Snow White or some other movie characters wandering throughout the amusement park. Now those are just regular folks dressed up to play particular roles.
那个服装就代表一个新的形象。那只要那个人他穿着那个服装，那个时候他就是白雪公主，他就是白马王子。
The costumes represent a new image. When those people put on the clothes, she became Snow White and he became the prince.
那圣经说披戴基督就是说神给了你一个新的形象，你受浸的时候穿上了耶稣，从此以后你就有耶稣的形象。
When the Bible talks about being clothed with Christ, it is talking about God giving you a new image, and as you're baptized, you are clothing yourself with Jesus, and from then on, you have the image of Christ.
只不过那个游乐场里他是在演戏，那些人他是拿工资的，他一下班他就把这个戏装啊，他就脱下来，可是你却不一样，你披戴耶稣不是演戏，而是真的，不是上下班，而是永远的披戴耶稣。
The only difference between being clothed with Christ and those amusement park employees is that those employees are paid to do that, and once their shift is over, they take off the costume. But for us, once you are baptized and put on Christ, then you put it on forever.
那基督就是新的你啊！你受浸的时候，你的老我。与主同死同埋葬 新的我与主同复活，你就脱下旧人，穿上新人，脱下老我，穿上基督。
The Christ is the new you. As you are baptized, your old self died and was buried with the Lord, and the new self was raised together with the Lord. You have taken off the old self and put on the new self. So take off your old self and clothe yourself with Christ.
弟兄姐妹，神两次把他的形象赐给我们，第一次是创造，那第二次是救赎。
Now, brothers and sisters, God twice gave us his likeness. The first time was during creation. The second time was during salvation.
神创造人类的时候，他是照着自己的形象来造人。那是神第一次把他的形象给你。
God created us in his image. This is the first time God gave us his image.
那后来人犯了罪，变得不像神，失去了神荣耀的形象，神就借着耶稣基督来救赎我们。
Now after man's sin, they ceased to look like God and no longer had the glorious image of God. Then God redeemed us through Christ Jesus.
你受浸的时候，信主受浸的时候，你脱下旧人，穿上基督，这是第二次神把他的形象给你。
When you receive Christ and baptism, you took off the old self and clothed yourself with Christ. This is the second time God gave you his likeness.
那人有神的形象，并不是说我们在人在神的属性上有份，并不是说我们人就变成了神。
Now to have the image of God means sharing in God's likeness. It doesn't mean that you literally become God.
我们受浸的时候披戴基督，是说我们在基督的生命上有份，并不是我们就变成基督了。
Now when we are baptized and clothe ourselves with Christ, it means to share in the life of Christ. It does not mean that we have become Christ himself.
那披戴基督是神给我们的第二次机会，所以我们必须要珍惜这个机会。
Now, to be able to clothe yourself with Christ is God giving us a second chance, and we ought to treasure this opportunity.
那怎么来珍惜呢？具体的，我请大家一起跟我读一段圣经。
How do we treasure it? I want you to turn to Ephesians, turn to a Bible passage and read with me.
以弗所书第四章二十到二十四节，你们看到就一起来读。来，你们学了基督却不是这样，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。那如何披戴基督？圣经说，第一，你要脱去从前行为上的旧人。你不要说啊，我就是这样，耶稣也改不了。要有一颗愿意被神改变的心。
So how do we put on Christ? Well, first, according to the verse, is to take off the old self.Don't say to yourself, this is just the way I am. Not even Jesus can change me. You need to have a heart willing to be changed by God.
第二，要将你们的心智改换一新。
Second, you need to renew your mind.
要学习真理，接受耶稣的教导，用神活泼长存的道来把我们脑中那些世俗的、陈腐的那些观念取代掉。
Study truth, accept Jesus' teaching, and use God's living word to take the place of worldly and outdated thinking.
最后就是我们要穿上那个新人，要有新的动作，要敬拜神，要跟弟兄姐妹团契，要有恒心的来读圣经，神的话语，要在敬虔上操练自己。
Third, put on the new self with a whole new set of actions. Worship the Lord, fellowship with believers, study the Bible constantly.In this way, train yourselves in godliness.
最后第三就是你受浸的时候，神给了你一个新的家庭。
The third point is that once you accept Jesus and is baptized, you become a member of God's family.
加拉太书三章第二十八节说，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
In Galatians chapter 3 verse 28 says, There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，你在神的家里要这样子，你要有大家庭的观念，小家庭的生活。
Brothers and sisters, when you are in God's family, you must have a big family concept and small family living.
那什么是大家庭的观念， 小家庭的生活。
What is big family concept, small family living?
大家庭的观念就是你知道神的家庭很大很大，所以你要让自己有一颗广大的心，接纳不同的人。
Big family concept, it means you understand that God's family is huge, so you need to have a big heart willing to accept all kinds of people.
那无论那个人是什么种族，他是什么地位，他是男是女，有钱没钱，只要他在基督里，只要他是神的儿女，他就是神家里的人。
No matter their race, social status, gender, or wealth, once they are in Christ, they are children of God and members of God's family.
只要他是神家里的人，我就要诚心的接纳他，把他当作弟兄姐妹，那这个是大家庭的观念。
As long as we're all part of God's family, then I have to accept them and to fully, become family with them. This is big family concept.
那什么是小家庭的生活？
Now, what is small family living?
小家庭的生活就是说你要和一小群的弟兄姐妹过团契的生活。
Small family living means you need to fellowship with small groups of fellow believers.
神的家这么大，光是我们教会就有很多人你不认识。
God's family is huge. Just within our church, there are already many people you don't know.
所以你要和一群的弟兄姐妹，就是你的团契、你的小组，彼此关怀、彼此带导，过着彼此相爱的生活。
Therefore, you need to live in a fellowship or small group to care for one another, pray together, and love one another.
和大家庭的观念、小家庭的生活相反的，就是小家庭的观念、大家庭的生活。
Now the opposite of big family concept, small family living is small family concept, big family living.
那有些基督徒他们是小家庭的观念，他们只接受和自己一样的人。
Now some Christians have this small family concept. They only accept people who are like them.
是不是台湾来的？是，我们是一家人。
Are you from Taiwan? Yes, then we are family.
是不是上海来的？是，我们是一家人。
Are you from Shanghai?Yes, then we are one family.
是不是白人？是的话，我们是一家人。
Are you Caucasian? Yes, then we are one family.
你是不是清华的、北大的？是的话，我们是一家人。
Did you graduate from my university? Yes, then we are one family.
小家庭的观念，他只接受跟自己同质性高的人。
Small family concept means that people only accept those who share many of their own commonalities.
他恨不得自己的教会全都是白人，全都是台湾人，全都是大陆人，全都是 UCLA 的，全都是 USC 的。
They wish their church was all white, or all from Taiwan, or all from China, or all from UCLA or USC.
那他们在心理上抵触和自己不一样的人，然后在行为上排斥和自己不一样的人。
In their heart, they look down on those who are different from them, and in their actions, they exclude those who are different.
这个是小家庭的观念。
This is small family concept.
什么是大家庭的生活？
Now, what is big family living?
就是说他只有人群，没有团契，只有会众，可是没有弟兄姐妹。
It means they are part of a big group, but do not have fellowship. They have a congregation, but not brothers and sisters.
就人群中我来了，人群中我走了。
In the congregation, they come and go.
不想和人接触，不想过团契生活，没有彼此分享，没有彼此带导，没有彼此相爱，那这个是大家庭的生活。
They do not like to connect with others. They don't live in a fellowship. They don't share, pray, or love one another. This is big family living.
弟兄姐妹，圣经教导我们说，我们要有大家庭的观念，但是小家庭的生活，我们不要反过来。
The Bible teaches us that we must have a big family concept and small family living. And make sure you never flip that around.
圣经说那些受浸归入基督的人并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督里都成为一了。今天受浸的八位弟兄姐妹，盼望你们在今天这个特别的日子接受圣经的教导，做一个有大家庭观念的人。
The Bible says that those who are baptized in Christ are neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. To the eight brothers and sisters baptized todayI hope that on this special day, you can accept the teaching of the Bible and become a big family concept kind of person.
圣经又说基督徒之间应该彼此相爱，彼此饶恕，互相包容，互相帮助，彼此带导，互相劝诫。那今天受浸的八位弟兄姐妹， 盼望你们在今天这个特别的日子接受圣经的教导，做一个有团契生活的人。
The Bible also says that believers are to love one another, forgive one another, bear with one another, pray with one another, and even correct one another. So to the 8 brothers and sisters who are baptized today, I hope that on this special day, you can accept Jesus' teaching and live in fellowship.
愿主赐福你们。
God bless you.